Welcome back to this course on mindfulness and habit change. Yesterday we explored and worked with habits of aversion or resistance using practices of mindfulness. Today we'll be bringing mindfulness to habits of distraction, where we're pulled away from our present moment experience in ways that don't serve us. Habits of distraction are extremely common in these times. There's so much stimuli, so many things calling for our attention, so much information, so many things that we expect ourselves to do and others expect us to do. Our lives can seem like going from one task to another, or trying to do half a dozen things at the same time, and not being very present for any of them. The Tibetan Buddhist teacher Chogyam Trungpa said, "The epitome of the human realm is to be stuck in a huge traffic jam of discursive thought." We can be so much in our heads and in our devices that we're not present for others, for our family, for our loved ones, or even for ourselves. Distraction is a habit pattern, whether it's spending much of our time online or checking our phone for new texts or spending time watching TV mindlessly or daydreaming. It's something we've cultivated, sometimes unconsciously, by doing it over and over again so that it becomes an automatic response to certain feelings or situations. Feeling bored or anxious, we check our phone, just as we might grab a cookie or a piece of cake. Working with and transforming habits of distraction involves paying close attention to the situations where we get pulled into distraction, and to practice staying with the underlying energies, letting them come and go, without responding in the habitual way, for example, by spacing out or surfing the web. When we work with habits in this way, we can get at the roots of the habit rather than simply addressing the symptoms, the behavior. A key question to ask ourselves when we're pulled towards distraction and into habitual behaviors like getting lost for a couple of hours on social media is, what would I have to experience? What would I have to be with if I was not to move towards the habitual response? What would I have to experience? What would I have to let myself feel? If we can answer this question by staying with our direct experience, we can transform even strongly entrenched habits. So we'll do a meditation now to help work with and change habits of distraction. These can manifest in constantly checking our phone for messages or social media posts, or mindlessly watching TV, or spending a lot of time lost in thought, daydreaming, or feeling spaced out. Begin by sitting in a way that's relaxed and at ease, with your eyes gently closed or half open, with a soft, unfocused gaze. Allow yourself to arrive and settle, taking a few deep, relaxing breaths. You might bring to mind a situation where you typically check out from your direct experience. It might be by spending long periods of time on social media without a particular objective or focus, or constantly checking your phone to see if any new texts or emails have arrived, or daydreaming, lost in thought much of the time. If you're able, put yourself in a situation where you typically check out and bring to mind the situation. Who else is there? How are you feeling? Try to bring to mind what you're feeling before you check out. Is it tension? Loneliness? Worry? Boredom? Numbness? Allow yourself to experience whatever feelings or emotions come up. Open to how it feels in your body and meet the feelings with kindness, acceptance, and curiosity. You can ask yourself the question, what would I have to feel if I were not to check out from my experience? Let yourself feel whatever is present. Be aware of any thoughts or urges that come up. I need to do X. And let yourself feel the urge as it expresses itself in your body and your mind, without acting on it. Let the thought be seen as just a thought, and let it come and go. You could bring your awareness to your breath, just aware of breathing in and breathing out. Let that be a focus for your attention. And notice when your attention gets pulled into thinking, when you get distracted. See if you can bring your attention back to the breath and notice, was there some feeling that triggered that move into thought? By bringing awareness to these mental patterns and tendencies, we can begin to work with the ways we escape from our present moment experience, the ways we move into distraction, into zoning out, daydreaming. Spending large amounts of time online. as you meditate, do you feel any of those same energies that you feel when you typically distract yourself from your experience? Is there a feeling of anxiety or boredom? Or maybe it's just a spaciness, and then off you go into checking your phone, moving towards something that feels more interesting than just being present with whatever you're feeling. Become as familiar as you can with the feelings that spur the urge or desire to move away from your experience, and open fully to the feelings. Keep coming back to what's calling for attention. And if there are no strong feelings or urges, rest in a focused awareness of your breathing and come back to your breath when your mind wanders. Tomorrow we'll be working with the energies of doing and busyness that can lead us into stress and worry, final of these habit energies. So taking some final moments just to be with what's present right now. Bringing awareness to the energies that are present that we might typically respond to by distracting ourselves or spacing out.